It is Tech Tuesday. I feel like we haven't done it in a while. A lot of interesting stories, as always, from Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11 here on WTIC. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Yeah, I was on with John last week.
Oh, good. He's a good dude. He does a nice job, too. How was the wedding?
Oh, the wedding was great. They said I do. Everything's good. They just got back from their honeymoon, and now they're off to make their lives happily ever after.
Now, you have more weddings coming, though, right?
I got, next June and August as well, so I'm busy.
Nice. Well, congratulations to everybody involved. I saw some of the pictures on Facebook just this morning, actually, and they look great. They look phenomenal. Listen, there's a bunch of different things. You know, I just mentioned it a few minutes ago, and I think we've touched on it before, but I guess my question about, you know, AI sort of negating the need to learn coding, is it true, like, across the board? Like, is this like, a pursuit going to go away?
Yeah, it's something I've actually talked about on our show a few times, in that, you know, the idea of coding, having computer science majors learn how to code, seemed like a silly thing to me 10 years ago, because folks in the third world are sending out a million engineers a year. So for United States coders to be able to even compete with that seemed fruitless. And now you add AI, where basically you can just ask AI to do the coding for you. It is something that I think is going away. However, there's plenty of opportunity. Once we get companies like Microsoft to stop using digital escorts to have third-party folks from, like, China working on their systems, and they actually hire American IT workers, we'd have plenty of jobs for them. But unfortunately, we still have companies that'll do what they're doing, so it's nasty out there.
You know, speaking of AI, there's a couple pieces on this, and I've been talking a lot this morning about Elon Musk's overnight meltdown about he's going to sue Apple, basically, because he thinks that they are favoring OpenAI's ChatGPT over his Grok, and he basically posts on social media all night on it, and we know how powerful Apple and the App Store actually is. There's a couple of stories that are interesting as it relates to AI. One is this whole thing about dead people, like, and actually Grok promotes it, that you could take an image of somebody and make a movie from that image. So you could take an aunt or an uncle or anybody who's passed away and upload the picture and make something animated with that person. And that's kind of creepy to a lot of people.
It is. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion out there as far as how to protect people's likeness. There was a concert that was held. I'm not sure who held the concert. And they posted kind of a retrospective of all the past rockers that had passed when Ozzy passed. And, of course, they had an AI of them all, you know, banging around up there in heaven. And folks were pretty upset about that. Using people's likenesses without their permission is something that we need to protect. And, you know, Samuel Jackson is telling folks when they sign up on their for their contracts to don't allow for the in perpetuity clauses that are in there when they hire you. So this is an issue. And, yeah, Elon and his whining about Apple. Apple has decided, you know, they don't want to make it the top one of those top apps. And I don't know who makes those decisions, but I don't know that Elon whining about it makes any sense. But then again, being dead, you should be able to be dead and not have AI scrape all the information off of social media and then make a likeness of you, literally bring you back to life, maybe against your wishes. And that needs to be maybe something we focus on as far as maybe in probate. I don't know. Making probate.
Well, you know, it's funny because I hadn't even thought about it, Eric. I mean, people might end up start to put this stuff in their will.
Right. And that would make sense. And people haven't really thought about it. I mean, this is the thing about AI and how fast it's going. And again, most legislators are not geeks. They're lawyers. Nothing wrong with being a lawyer, but they're not technology people, and they're not thinking ahead. They're still trying to figure out, you know, how electricity works, as I've talked about before. So having them figure these types of things out is not going to be top of their mind, but it is something that we need to discuss, because, you know, maybe you don't want your likeness. I know folks who don't even want their likeness out there now as people who are alive, let alone after they passed.
I mean, personally, I don't care, unless it's doing something that's really like moral, ethically compromising, but I just don't, I don't care about that stuff as much as other people do. But I realize it's a privacy issue and it's an important issue. We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. And again, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I remember in the pandemic when, you know, it's so amazing because I did a show in Boston, a politics focused show in the 2020, in the, leading up to the 2020 election. And we couldn't get guests, you know, live in studio a ton, and we had to use Skype, and the technology was so herky-jerky. We had so much trouble, and a lot of people in our business, in the TV business, were like, that looks like crap. We're never – that's just we don't want to do that. And then the pandemic hits, and then everybody starts doing this stuff, and the technology quickly gets up to speed, whereas now you can do these Zoom interviews, and they can look really good, and – but I remember the pandemic, people were hacking into these Zoom meetings and creating real problems. And but is that stuff still happening?
Well, the article I'm talking about is even worse than that. So hacking in a Zoom meeting was basically somebody just whoever set up the meeting didn't do a good job of their invites and didn't set up two-factor authentication and what have you. This is even worse. So Zoom and Teams technology, their whole technology is really designed to punch through IT security so that the connection happens. And so, again, we might be behind in protecting our networks with Zoom and Teams style connections. And so there's this big hacking thing that's going on, and it's called, you know, Black Hat 2025, and they're actually talking about ways to piggyback signals on the Zoom and Teams protocols. And they actually did talk about a technology called Turn, and it's a network protocol that allows for that tunneling to happen. So you kind of you trick somebody into thinking they're doing some sort of video call, but that really just gets them into the network. Now, Zoom has put out a patch for this. Teams, of course, Microsoft has not. But the point is, all these connections that come into your network are just more points of entry, and it's a constant battle. I can't even explain to you, Brian, how much time and energy IT people take trying to protect the network from its users, and putting the security technologies in place just to get them to protect their network is an uphill battle. It's, again, trying to explain to somebody why they're on the windshield of their car after an accident, and you tell them, well, you should have had your seatbelt on. In the case of technology, right, it's the same way. There's so many things we have to put in place to try to help alert and protect. And it's a constant battle as patching has to continually happen. And this is just another example. And the thing about these black hats is that the bad guys are looking at it too. They're like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. Oh, they gave me the information. The guy actually uploads the code. And it's really designed because these big companies don't do enough proactive work to prevent this from happening in the first place. And you got these hackers that do it. Well, these companies should have, you know, look at this poor person who wants to be a coder. Get her to go ahead and help start hacking rather than coding. I mean, she's got a computer science degree. Back to the original story we talked about, there's plenty of jobs that she could be trained to do other than coding.
Hey, can you carry over the water and infrastructure story for next week? Because we're out of time, but I think it's an important topic.
Happy to.